Exhausts and keep your kingdom or car roadworthy, all at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 29th, 2026 edition. A federal judge yesterday blocked the Grosse Pointe Public Schools from taking further action against a parent who criticized the district over a rainbow pride flag, finding he is likely to prove the district retaliated against him for his freedom of speech, which is protected by the First Amendment. U.S. District Judge Robert J. Wright's preliminary injunction rescinded the Grosse Pointe Public Schools from their, quote, no trespass order against parent Gary Shane Pruitt and directed the district to remove his photograph from the school office display identifying people prohibited from entering school buildings. According to the judge's ruling, quote, no parent should live under the threat of retaliation, harassment, shaming, and ridicule from a school district for merely criticizing public officials. Parents have the right to speak out and voice their opinion on any public school action. Well, Pruitt said, I never harassed or intimidated anyone at the school. I thank the court for vindicating my free speech rights. A message seeking comment from the school district was not returned. Pruitt's March lawsuit said he asked the Parcells Middle School principal about the flags and what was being taught to the students during a September 2024 back to school night for his minor child. Pruitt went to the school board as advised, and he claimed he was told, if you're concerned that your child is seeing the colors of the rainbow, I would suggest sending them with tinted glasses so they aren't subjected to the full spectrum, end quote, said the chairman of the school board to Pruitt. In the video, Pruitt criticized the school district over what he saw and his thoughts on the political issue. He alleges the school then had local police serve him with a no trespass order, as well as posted his photo claiming he was a trespasser to the building. The principal also emailed parents, affirming the video wasn't threatening and that its publication was a political speech of a parent. White said, the judge said, Pruitt's video criticizing school's official is at the very bottom, quote unquote, of speech protected by the First Amendment. The district retaliated against Pruitt for his speech with their after-the-fact imposition of a no-trespass order and a threat of criminal prosecution. The timing of the district's written correspondence in this case, as well as the content of the order itself confirms as much. As a result, Pruitt is likely to succeed on the merits. His loss of First Amendment freedoms constitutes irreparable injury, the judge noted. Well, Pruitt's attorney, David Coleman, said today that government not prohibiting the expression of an idea it disagrees with is the bedrock principle of our First Amendment. A foundational core of our constitutional republic is that the state cannot punish citizens for engaging in speech that is protected by the First Amendment. The public school cannot retaliate against or punish parental speech that falls within the merit of the First Amendment. So, one or the good guys. You have the right to speak at a public meeting of your local school boards. If they are doing something that you do not agree with, you have the right to say it. And questioning the rainbow gay pride flag and what was being taught about it in the school was within his rights, according to this ruling. Well, in another published opinion, threatening school violence to a friend is still a threat. A threat to shoot school employees doesn't have to be made directly to those employees to constitute a crime. Michigan Court of Appeals held last Thursday in allowing charges against a former Napoleon Community School student to stand. In their published opinion, the court rejected Nathaniel Christopher Mann's argument that he was merely venting to a friend when he said he would go in and shoot the principal and teachers if the school officials did not allow him to participate in his graduation ceremony. Judge Thomas C. Cameron wrote that while a threat must be communicated to someone, Michigan law does not require it to be communicated directly to the people that's being threatened. To be sure, a threat must be communicated to someone in order to determine whether it can be reasonably interpreted to be harmful or adverse to human life. But nothing in the statute language requires that the threat be directly communicated to its intended target, Judge Cameron wrote. Well, man's friend's father overheard the alleged threat and reported it to the school. Investigators subsequently learned Mann purchased a shotgun and also attempted to purchase two pistols after he had been banned from the school property. Mann was charged in 2022 under MCL 750.235B, subsection 2, which criminalizes threatening to use a firearm to commit an act of violence against a school employee on school grounds. After a preliminary examination, Mann's case was sent to circuit court where he sought to quash the charge, arguing in part that he lacked intent. The appeals panel, including Judge Mark Boonstra and Brock Swartzel, rejected Mann's arguments, noting that prosecution showed at the preliminary examination hearing that the defendant took affirmative steps towards acquiring firearms, thereby had the intent, which was the question presented to the jury. Court records showed that Mann was also charged with a false report or threat of terrorism, but that was dismissed. In the second case, Mann faced charges of solicitation of murder for allegedly trying to solicit the murder of witnesses in the school threat case. He's due back in court on September 11th. You can't threaten people. You can't do it. Even wanting to meet with somebody is interpreted as a threat, as some people are going to find out very soon. So with that, the case continues, goes back to court on September 11th. A threat, even if it was to a friend, about shooting school principals and teachers is a threat. Got another very interesting story we're going to get into. Short story. More than two dozen states, including Michigan, filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's conditions on federal homeland security funding that would require states to comply with new election and immigration policies. The conditions were challenged in a lawsuit would require the states to change the way they conduct their elections, including transmitting lists of registered voters to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to enforce federal immigration laws. Attorney General Dana Nessel back at it again, basically suing and taking the Trump administration to court. Biting our president. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this third hour. Well, Friday from 11:30 to 11:50, we're going to have Perry Johnson on the show. We're going to ask him about his final thoughts about this race and what he would like to say to you before Election Day next Tuesday, August 4th, or those of you who may be voting early through this Sunday, August 2nd. In-person early voting is open. Some counties have chosen to do it at one or two locations. Other counties have chosen to do it at every polling place. You need to contact your local clerk to find out. But he'll be here Friday from 11:30 to 11:50. After hearing what he has to say, you may decide to go vote Friday afternoon or Saturday to avoid any lines you may have on Tuesday. I think that's what I'm going to do, is take my absentee ballot and turn it in on Saturday. But the information that these candidates have put out so far in the governor's race comes down to what I consider to be a very easy, simple decision. Do we want a common sense businessman, or do we want a politician to be the nominee to run against Benson in November? Jocelyn is going to win overwhelmingly. It will be announced late next Tuesday, August 4th. It's going to happen. It's a foregone conclusion on the Democrat side. The only race they have that's competitive is the U.S. Senate race. And with Governor Gretchen Whitmer getting behind Haley Stevens, it's going to be most likely Haley Stevens running against Mike Rogers in November. Abdul El-Sayed getting a lot of energy from Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, AOC. Yeah, it's not going to be enough, I don't believe, to overcome the establishment Democrat machine endorsing Haley Stevens. She got both U.S. Senators, former Senator Debbie Stabenow, current Senator Gary Peters, former Governor Jennifer Granholm, and now current Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Abdul El-Sayed may have fought a good fight, but I don't think he's going to get across the finish line on Tuesday. But we'll see. And one of the things that you have to look at is making sure that everybody knows they can vote right now through this coming Sunday, August 2nd, until 5 o'clock. Or if they don't vote early, they can vote this coming Tuesday, August 4th. Folks, this is all hands on deck. The future of the state of Michigan, the direction of our state government, the amount of spending that is being spent to fund these bureaucratic agencies and departments, we have an opportunity to elect somebody that's going to go and do an audit and to absolutely reduce the amount of spending that we're spending to fund our state government, thereby being able to lower taxes, eliminate the income tax, eliminate the property tax, restructure how government is funded here in the state of Michigan. Basically, kicking it back to the counties. That's where ultimately it should be done at anyway. What is done with your roads, your schools, your police, your fire is all should be under control funding by your local county. Not something that should be done from Lansing. So you got an important decision to make. But more importantly, you've got a bigger obligation to make sure you tell others to vote early or at least at a bare minimum this coming Tuesday. Tell them how you're voting. Tell them why you're voting for the person you're voting for. But you got to be a storyteller and you got to start doing it now. Now there's a website that you can go to that you can check addresses of your friends. You can absolutely go there and see if they're registered to vote, number one. Number two, how they voted. Because this is critically important. The website, 10xvotes.com. Check it out. Contact them and tell them to vote. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of